and welcome to Struggle to Fit podcast. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Asia.
And we are Struggle to Fit. We're struggling to get fit, struggling to fit into society's idea of healthy and fit, and struggling to fit into our genes. Welcome back to Struggle to Fit podcast. This is episode 6. And today we're going to talk about May and what's to come in June.
We've got a lot to talk about, so we're just going to jump right in. Let's talk about our final weigh-in for the month and how we did and whether we're happy with that result or not. You want to go first?
Sure. So my final weigh-in was 292.4. When I started, I was at 293.2-ish, I think. So I lost a little less than a pound. I'm not exactly happy with that. The way that, you know, you said it is, a pound is better than zero, but I worked my butt off this month and I felt like it's just a little frustrating.
I bet. I can definitely understand how that can be frustrating. I personally didn't think that I was going to lose any weight. I didn't feel any different. I didn't feel like my clothes getting better fitting. And surprisingly enough, I lost 4.8 pounds, which was actually a really big shock to me because I honestly thought I gained.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're happy with that, I assume.
I am. I'm very happy with that. I guess it just goes to prove to myself that I can do it. And what I'm doing is semi-working. And that 4.8 pounds is roughly a little over 1 pound a week.
Right.
So whatever I'm doing is working. So now I just need to kick my butt up a notch and just
right
and kind of keep doing that plus a little bit more.
So let's backtrack here for just a second. The month of May, our challenge was no fast food, tracking your food. And our fitness challenge was just moving for 30 minutes a day every day.
Yeah.
So that's what we did in May.
Right. And, you know, I realized that there's some things that I just don't like to do. And I think that's some of our issues that we have with fitness is we get these preconceived ideas that we have to do this in order to lose weight. But then it just gets so difficult that we just give up on everything. Like tracking food. I had a horrible time tracking food. I don't know why. I didn't like to do it. And it sucked. I didn't exercise 7 days a week. I didn't get out and move, and it was a nice goal to have, but I think I was setting unrealistic goals for myself that I couldn't meet. And when I couldn't meet them, I just wanted to give up.
Right.
And so I'm coming in with a new approach for this month. And I think that this month is going to be definitely much better than this last month.
Did you learn anything about yourself this month?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely do this. I mean, losing the almost 5 pounds really kind of told myself or validated that I do have what it takes to lose the weight that I gained so quickly. And I know that if I, you know, keep studying about food and doing things that I've learned even in the past week from listening to a podcast, Fit and Fat, Losing 100 Pounds with Fit and Fat is the podcast that I'm listening to. And I've learned a lot just listening to her. And it's really just opened up my mind on several different things.
I think one of the things that I kind of learned about myself this month is eating healthy and getting healthy is, it's hard, but it's easy at the same time. Like, once you get into the routine of doing it, it becomes second nature, but it's hard because losing less than a pound after 30 days of really what I felt like was kicking ourselves, you know, really hard, pushing ourselves hard. The frustration and the feelings of lack of progress are kind of discouraging, even though there's a part of me that knows that I'm still progressing. I'm still making changes. I'm still, we're eating healthier. We're cutting out some of the processed foods. We're not, you know, doing the fast food stuff. We're eating more real food.
Yeah.
It's still frustrating.
It's a mind game because when you don't lose weight like you feel like you should, then all of these negative thoughts are in your mind. Why am I doing this? Is it really worth it? You know, I just feel like I want to give up. But it's almost like you have to take those negative thoughts and turn them into something positive, because when your mind isn't in the right place, then your weight isn't going to follow.
And when I did the metabolic research and I lost 60 pounds, it was like, what, five months?
Yeah.
I lost 60 pounds and everyone was telling me how that's great, but it's not a realistic long-term thing. You're not eating enough. It's not healthy. It's not healthy.
No.
And now that I am doing what's considered healthy,
right,
and nothing happened, right, it's like, well, now who gets to determine what's healthy? Because right, I'm doing the healthy things. I feel better. I feel cleaner, I guess you can say, on the inside, but it's just frustrating.
What is something you learned about food this month?
Processed food is scary.
Yeah, I've said over and over, I even say this to my husband all the time, and he gets mad at me because I'm at the store looking at the ingredient label and comparing ingredients from this ranch to this different kind of ranch. And what are the ingredients and what am I putting in my body?
And we do that, but then what do? We put it in the cart.
Yeah, we do. But it's almost like I'm choosing the lesser evil of the two. The ingredients in this particular ranch that I got, I probably wouldn't buy them and use them in my kitchen, but it's a little bit better than the ranch that I would normally get.
Right. Anthony made meatloaf the other night, and we were talking about how buying like frozen meatloafs is what we thought was, this is better than feeding the kids McDonald's or Burger King or whatever. Let's have meatloaf and mashed potatoes. So we buy a frozen meatloaf. And then you look at what's inside of the meatloaf and you think, after making your own meatloaf and it's comprised of like five ingredients,
right,
you think, well, is that frozen meatloaf really any better than me giving my kid a hamburger from McDonald's? Right. It's probably more filling, but it's probably the same crap.
Yeah. They have to put so much extra stuff in frozen foods and, you know, even processed foods that, you know, if you can't A, pronounce the ingredient, and B, you wouldn't use it to cook in your kitchen, then why would we eat it?
I also learned that mashed cauliflower is gross. I've been seeing all over Pinterest, and that's where I got the idea from, is Pinterest is, oh, instead of eating mashed potatoes, make mashed cauliflower. So we make mashed cauliflower. My kids were not impressed. You cannot sneak this into your kids' dinner plate. I don't know who lied to that parent. It's not a thing. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe I didn't do it right, but it was not.
You know, and I've actually made cauliflower rice before. I took a head of cauliflower and I chopped it up. I put it in a food processor and then I kind of made it like rice and I cooked it. And I did all of the normal like seasonings that I would normally put in fried rice in this cauliflower. It was okay, but it definitely does not taste like rice. And I like rice, so I'm perfectly, and I don't care for cauliflower. So I'm not going to force myself to eat something that I don't like just because the status quo says it's healthy. I don't want diets and I don't even want to call it a diet, but I want to eat what makes me happy. I don't want to go into this feeling all sad and depressed because I have to eat broccoli and cauliflower.
Whoever invented mashed cauliflower and cauliflower rice has no taste buds.
None whatsoever, because it's gross. And I don't think I'll do it again.
What did you learn about food this month?
You know, I'm not really, it's just one of those things where I don't have to eat as much as I thought that I did to feel satisfied. And this podcast that I'm listening to, Losing 100 Pounds with Fit and Fat, talks about A, eating when you're hungry, and B, eating to when you're satisfied, not full, satisfied. Leave a couple of bites on the plate, or stop when you have five bites left and ask yourself, am I satisfied or am I still hungry or did I overeat or am I full? And just by doing that, even doing it for like the last 2 days, just eating up until I was satisfied, like I don't need to eat as much as I thought I did.
Right. That's a common Weight Watchers thing too, is leaving the last bite and not having to feel like you need to finish the entire thing.
I made this big giant salad yesterday and it was too much. I couldn't eat all of it. And I was fine with putting the rest of it in the fridge. I didn't feel like I had to eat it all. And it's just one of those things where, you know, my husband says this, don't leave anything, eat, clean your plate. You have food on your plate. Why? Well, I don't want to overeat because that's not healthy for you. And that's not a way to lose weight. And I'm satisfied. I don't need to eat anymore.
Right. We went shopping at Aldi's this week. Surprisingly, we were able to get everything on our list. We didn't have to go to another store.
That's good.
But I keep hearing all of these things about all the produce at Aldi's is better than Walmart, or the produce at Aldi's is really fresh and organic. I was not impressed at all by their produce section. They're usually a green banana. You buy a green banana, it takes about 5 days for it to become fully ripe, right?
Right.
So I think these green bananas, probably 3 days, they were already had brown spots on them.
Good grief.
Yeah. And they were already softening. Bell peppers. We bought bell peppers. We had to use them. They started developing spots within 2 days. Yeah, it wasn't. But the other food was fine. The price of the food was fine. We didn't spend more or less than we would have spent at Walmart.
Right.
Different quality, you know, fresher, more local, but nothing that I'd be like, oh, wow, I absolutely have to go back there again. I saved so much money.
So do you think, not necessarily as far as like saving money is, you know, the factor, but as far as getting fresh fruits and vegetables, and I'm not talking about convenience either, putting convenience and money aside, would you prefer to get fresh fruits and vegetables at Fresh Farm Fields or whatever? Or
from the farmer's market.
Right. Or Walmart.
Probably from the farmer's market, definitely, because you get bigger produce. It lasts longer. I would be okay with like grocery shopping at Aldi's because they have different types of food. Like you pull that process out. It's less processed food and not as big of an area, like a shopping area. You have less selections, but right. The food is less processed and they have more, I guess you could say, gourmet options.
Right.
I'd be okay with like going grocery shopping at Aldi's, but then going to the farmer's market for my fruits and vegetables and my meat.
I actually want to go back to the farmer's market because I got that 24 carton thing of eggs. And let me tell you, those eggs were huge and every single one of them had a double yolk. And we boiled most of them. And that's the only way to eat eggs is boiled eggs. And they were very good. And they really weren't expensive at all for how many you get. And I really like that. And I still have the head of lettuce.
You haven't eaten it?
No.
Man. Is it still good?
I actually don't know. My mother-in-law hasn't thrown it away yet, so I'm sure it's still fine.
There's another farmer's market this weekend on Sunday. As long as it doesn't rain, it's a local one. So as long as it doesn't rain, I want to go to that one.
So as far as fitness, let's talk about what we learned as far as fitness goes. I learned that I suck at it.
You suck at it, or you suck at the accountability and the getting up and going?
All of the above.
Okay.
As we discussed in previous podcasts, if I want to go out exercising, whether it's in my neighborhood or the gym, either I need to have somebody go with me or my husband goes with me. He's overprotective, but that's perfectly fine. And so I think that, and I know that if I ask him, he'll go with me. That's not an issue, but he's busy. Do I really want to ask him? You know, I could be doing something. Like, I come up with all of these excuses not to go, even though I know that I can go. It's just, it's 8 o'clock. It's already too late. So, like, I just have to get over the excuses.
Right. For me, what I learned is that even when I don't want to go, whether it be to the gym or for a walk, I just need to go. I struggle with, one of the things I struggle with is going to the gym or walking or exercising or doing anything for that matter during my time of the month. And I actually made it to the gym every day just about during that time. That's it awesome. Wasn't like aggressive or anything, but for me, that was a big thing. That was like,
That was a win for you.
Yeah, it was a win for me. I don't want to go, but I'm going to go. I had my wisdom teeth pulled on Friday and Friday evening. Anthony convinced me to go for a walk.
You're nuts, because all I wanted to do when I had my wisdom teeth pulled was sleep.
I slept all day, but then there was a point where I was awake and I was like, all right, let's go for a walk. So we only did 20 minutes, but it was better than nothing. Then the next day he was like, all right, we got to go for a walk. And then day three, it's like, all right, we got to go for a walk. And then yesterday it was raining, so we actually went to the gym and walked on the treadmill for 30 minutes with stitches still in my mouth. So, yeah. That was a thing. So even though I may not have felt like going, I just need to go. Whether it's outside for a walk right. or to the gym, just go do something.
Right.
So fast food was the thing that we gave up last month. On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being difficult, 1 being not very difficult, how difficult was it for you to give up, you personally, to give up fast food?
Me personally, it wasn't hard at all. 5 being difficult, 1 being not so difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably say about a 2 or a 3 maybe.
Okay.
However, I have this little devil sitting on my shoulder, and confession time, I did eat fast food this month, which you didn't know about. I didn't tell you at all. So that's news to you. But I made it to day 26. 26th. Ignore my husband. We did not eat fast food on his birthday, but we did the day after.
Okay.
However, I still feel that I won in my book, because that's a lot better than I would normally do.
So for me, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being tough, I'd probably say about a 3. Because of the convenience of the stopping on the way to work right. or having the Sonic right next door or whatever. I did not cheat. I almost did today, because I was trying to justify, well, I got my stitches out. The dentist said I could eat whatever I want. A French fry sounds really good right about now. Besides, we said this was a 30-day challenge, and today is
you.
Day 31.
I would have forgiven you.
It's no longer 30 days.
You could have.
But
I would have forgiven you.
We didn't have fast food. We did have pizza for lunch.
It's not bad.
It was a restaurant. It was a sit-down restaurant, so it wasn't fast food. Stuck to that. Didn't cheat. But it got a little harder towards the end, especially when you start feeling frustrated with you're not losing anything. Why am I tracking this? And then the mail comes and all these ads for Arby's and this, that, and the other thing. And yeah.
It was, it was tough. Me personally, you know, if I'm not just in my own brain, I did fine. I don't really go out. Well, I'll take that back. I did go to a physical location for work quite several times this month. And I did eat at the restaurant that they had on property, but it was a normal sit down restaurant. Like you would walk into like a B-Dubs or a Chili's. So I didn't necessarily count that as eating out or fast food. But I mean, I think I did all right. Besides my husband screaming in my ear.
So where did you go on the 26th?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Was that before or after I sent you the video about the Chicorette gum?
I think it might have been after.
And that's why you found it so funny.
Actually, I think I watched it while I was sitting in Chick-fil-A.
That's sad. I don't know. I don't know if I trust you now. So we don't need to beat this one up, but on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the hardest and 1 being not so hard, what was your difficulty level of moving 30 minutes a day?
We all know that's a 5 because 5. I sucked at it.
Mine, because I'm working on my feet all day, was a 0 to 1. There were days when I was like, I don't want to do this. But as soon as you get out the door and start walking, it's like, oh, it's too late. Can't turn around now.
Yeah.
Actually, I think on not yesterday. When did we have the nachos? The bell pepper nachos. It was like 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
We walked to Publix.
Which is how many miles?
It's 1.14 miles from my house. So we walked to the grocery store and then walked back because I accidentally bought toasted coconut vanilla Greek yogurt for sour cream instead of plain Greek yogurt for sour cream. So we had to go buy Greek yogurt. But it was...
Did you return the nasty Greek yogurt?
No, my kids ate it.
Okay, they're gross.
You don't like Greek yogurt?
No, I don't.
Oh, you know, they make this German yogurt. I don't know if you've heard. It's called Ellie Quark.
No.
Nope. It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
I guess it didn't help. The one that we had was brownie batter flavored, but it wasn't chocolate. Like the yogurt was white, but then we mixed sugar-free chocolate pudding in it because I could only eat soft stuff. So we mixed chocolate pudding in it and made it taste more like brownie batter than it did before.
Well, okay then. As far as our May rewards go, we are still planning on buying new shoes this month when we get them.
I don't know. I don't know if you've earned new shoes. Did you earn a reward?
I probably won't get them anyway until probably July. So we don't have to worry about that.
You got to find a store that you can get fitted at.
Right.
There is one not too far from here.
Right. So what are you going to get new shoes? Is that what you're
calling? I am getting new shoes, but I'm not going to get mine fitted. Because I've spent money on fitted shoes before. I had I received a gift card once, and I went and got them fitted, and they were comfortable for, you know, like most shoes are for about the first month or so, and then they were just like, they really weren't worth the $130 that I paid. Whereas the shoes that I got now, I got from Famous Footwear, so I'm not going to Payless or anything like that. I'm going to an actual shoe store.
Right.
But those shoes have lasted me quite some time.
Because of the way my feet are, I need to go to like a high end. Okay, you're going to measure my stride and you're going to figure out how I step and you're going to put me
store.
You're going to put me in a good pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Right. So that's very important for me. But that probably, even though it was supposed to be a May reward, that's probably not going to happen until sometime around July.
You need to earn that one back.
Yeah. I lost that one apparently.
So let's talk about June's challenges. Where we're starting at June, our starting weight is obviously what we left off at, 292.4
and 213.
I wrote a blog post and I'm gonna write another one tonight, but I wrote a blog post about my intentions during all of this, and at first I was like, I don't really want to put a number on it. I don't really want to, I just want to focus on getting healthier. But I think like in my blog post, I put a number on it. I put an official number on it. It's like something like 93 pounds. Doesn't matter how, not within a certain amount of time, just focusing on eating healthier, focusing on learning about the different diets, doing the 30-day challenges that we're doing, focusing on learning more about myself and my relationship with food. I've put a number on it. I want to get rid of that 93 pounds.
I can definitely say that I want to, I can put a number on it right now. I want to lose 60. Is that 60? I want to get down to 150 pounds. So that's about what? 60 pounds,
mm-hmm.
60 pounds or so. I don't math people. I don't like math. So about 60 to 65 pounds or so is kind of what I want to be at, 150. When I met my husband 5 years ago, which I'll put a picture up on my blog post tonight, I weighed 110 pounds soaking wet. And most people would probably say that I was unhealthy because, I'm 5'4", but weighing 110 pounds, you know, I was a stick. I could fit in a size 6 skirt from the junior section. And, you know, I didn't have any like meat on me at all whatsoever. So I don't want to look unhealthy, but what I'm at now is, I'm unhealthy now too. So there's that fine line where at 110, I was unhealthy, but at 213, I'm unhealthy.
Right.
So I need to find that middle ground where I'm confident in myself and where I feel like, you know, I'm at a weight that I can feel good about myself in.
Being at the age that we are and the point of our lives that we're in, you know, they have their medical charts that say, oh, I think for my height and weight, I'm supposed to weigh like 130 pounds or something. That's not going to happen. It's not about a number on the scale or a size pants. It's about finding your happy weight, not your healthy weight, or not your happy weight, not your medical ideal weight.
And some of those medical ideal weights are just looking at the average person. They don't counter for the fact that, you know, are you big boned, you know, or do you have some kind of disease that's causing the weight gain, or are you a diabetic? Like there's so many factors that aren't involved when you take that average height and weight that doctors give you. And I think it's bogus. I think that you need to, you know, be a healthy weight, but be where you're happy, where you don't look sick and you're not too skinny, but you also don't want to be, you know, overweight either.
Last month, we decided that we weren't going to weigh in at all during the month.
You failed.
I failed. I cheated towards the end. And I think that's why I got so discouraged, because there was a point in the middle of the month where I was actually down to 288. So I was like, yeah, this is going the right direction, right? So I have more to lose. So at one point I was at 288, and then my final weigh-in for the month was 292. And I realized that the scale isn't about everything, but for me, that scale is kind of motivational.
Yeah.
A little bit. So I'm thinking that every 2 weeks is going to be a good.
I agree. I don't have a scale, so I didn't weigh in at all. And I think for me, though, not weighing in kind of helped my psyche too, because if I would have like weighed in and the scale didn't move and I'm like, well, I've weighed in so many times, you know, I've already weighed in once this month and it didn't move. Why do I need to weigh in now? It probably didn't move either. So I'll probably weigh in every 2 weeks as well. Just so that I can get a handle on it. But for me, I really want this next month to be focused on my mental health too. A lot of times we focus all on our weight, but what about our mental health and the things that we're telling ourselves that we tell ourselves so much that we end up believing? You know, you don't feel good in your skin. You don't want to wear a bathing suit. Well, turn yourself around and tell yourself that, hey, I look good. And that just motivating yourself and turning that around and believing yourself can help you.
So let's talk about our June challenges. We've got a food challenge, a fitness challenge, and then I guess kind of like a little personal challenge, our goals and intentions for the month of June. So for me, I think my June food challenge, and Anthony is going through this with me, is we're going to continue food tracking. Maybe not focus so much on the calories, but more so on the quality of food. Focus on my water intake, which I don't really have an issue with, but just make sure that I'm getting in the water that I need. And as a family, eating cleaner and cutting out the more processed carbs, like the heavy breads or actual solid pasta. We'll swap them out for like brown rice or fruits, vegetables, that type of stuff.
For me, as far as the food challenge goes, I'm going to be focused on food prepping. I've got quite a few things that I'm going to focus on. Food prepping is one. I actually prepped all my lunches and dinners for the next week. I actually have breakfast too. My breakfast is just going to be like a banana. I'm not really hungry until about, even if I get up at 7:30 or 8 o'clock and I have a cup of coffee, I'm not really hungry until about 11. So I don't really need to have, I don't like breakfast foods for one. And I'm not going to beat myself up over the fact that I don't like breakfast foods. I'm just going to eat like a banana or an apple or both for breakfast. And then I made mason jar salads for lunch. Which I'm going to put that on the blog and the ingredients that I used to make that. And then I just did a like a chicken burrito bowl, which I also found on Pinterest, but I kind of made it my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the chicken burrito bowls. I have like 7 of them, 8 of them. So I have enough to last almost a week. And then I have 4 mason jar salads, which I'm pretty sure one of them can be cut up into 2 days because they're pretty big.
Right.
And then I'm focusing on my body and listening to what my body is telling me and only eating when I'm hungry. And if I want to eat, asking myself, why am I eating and I'm actually hungry, or am I just eating because I'm emotional, or am I stressed, or like, so confession time, we blew a tire today on 95 in the middle of the highway, downtown Jacksonville. And I wasn't by myself. I was with my husband and somebody else. So we had to put the donut on the tire, and then we had to go get the tire fixed. And that was $100 that we didn't plan on spending. And I was mad and stressed. And so we stopped and ate. And so that's when, yes, I was hungry, but it was a bad choice on my end because I wasn't eating the appropriate food. And So confession time. So
yeah, but today's day 31 and this is a 30-day
challenge. 30-day challenge, right. So it is what it is, but I didn't have to do that because I technically had my lunch in the fridge. Like it wasn't, and it was sad though, because when I said, well, I really don't need to eat fast food because my lunch is already made in the fridge. Mesm's like, well, then I don't want you to sit there and stare at me. So.
Yeah, we kind of had a similar situation today where I went to the dentist and I had my stitches removed, or I shouldn't say removed because they're dissolvable. So they were just pulled out of my mouth, I guess. And I was told that I could eat whatever I wanted. And I had not eaten all morning. So we decided that we were going to stop for food. What were we going to eat? We wound up going and getting pizza.
I would want Freddy's for their ice cream if I were in your shoes.
Yeah, but that's a fast food restaurant because they have a drive-thru.
They do.
Yeah. And I don't need the ice cream anymore because it wasn't about – I've been eating ice cream for 4 days.
That's true. Yeah.
Like I've been living on Halo Top and – I wanted food, so pizza, but I had food at home. I could have gone home and eaten.
Right.
So I can relate to that.
So something else that I'm going to be doing is eating when I'm only hungry, but it's not about eating when you're hungry. It's when you do eat, though, eat to when you're satisfied. A lot of people don't pay attention to their body, and your body tells you when you're full. So, but you don't necessarily want to be full. You just want to be satisfied. I'm going to be journaling my food, not in a normal MyFitnessPal type style. I'm actually going to use Trello, and probably in the middle of June, I'm going to kind of maybe do a video on my journaling and how I've done it, and it might help somebody. I'll even download a template, and you guys can copy the template if you feel that it would help you out. But I didn't like having to scan in every single thing that I ate. You know, if I made a meal and I had, you know, and obviously when you try to cook with food, you know, I've got the beans and I've got the chicken and I've got the corn and I've got this and I've got that, and I'd have to scan each thing. And I just didn't like that. And I ended up not doing it because I felt that it was too daunting for me. So I'm using Trello, and I'm basically just like, I have where it laid out, and I just, when I'm eating, I just put a comment on that day's card and I say what I'm eating and how I feel. And then about an hour later, I'll write again how I feel and just kind of opening myself up to trying to be more in tune with my body and what it's telling me. I'm not cutting out eating out again because that's unrealistic, but I'm going to plan for it. My dad's coming in next week. I'm already planning on eating sushi, and I'm already planning on taking him to another restaurant that we really like. So I'm planning when I eat out, I'm planning for it, and it's not going to be like on a whim or a surprise.
Right. It's a good plan to have. I don't know that we may or may not cut out eating out. We kind of talked about it, but at the same time, I kind of feel like cheat meals, not necessarily cheat days, but cheat meals are kind of important to keep you focused, so you don't feel like you're restricting yourself. And I haven't felt like I've been restricting myself. But again, you know, if we choose to eat out, it'll be something that's planned and better choices will be made.
The podcast I listen to, Losing 100 Pounds with Fit and Fat, they call it joy food. If you know, plan for it, put it on your plan. Like a lot of these ladies, they do 7-day plans or 24-hour plans, and they plan for what they're going to eat tomorrow. And if they know that they are going to have a joy food, then they plan for it. And it's on the plan, and I'm sticking to the plan. And if it's not on the plan, then don't do it. So I'm really learning a lot with that particular podcast. But as far as like fitness challenges, what are you wanting to do as far as fitness challenges?
Well, for me, I kind of just need to keep what I'm doing, 30 minutes to an hour a day. Normally when we go to the gym, we spend an hour there. If I spend more than an hour there, I'm kind of burnt out. If I'm there less than an hour, I don't feel like I did anything. But if I decide to go for a walk that evening, it's more than likely going to be like 30 minutes. For me, it has to be 30 minutes to an hour a day. and then holding myself accountable with it, whether it be tracking it or pictures or accountability through my husband, since he looks forward to going and doing that type of stuff. Last month we created a list of free and cheap classes in the area. And so we're going to choose, I want to choose one. Maybe we can each choose one.
Yeah.
So we would do two, one week and one like yep. 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
Choose one of these classes and there we can put the list up on the website.
Yeah.
But some of these classes are like things that our gym offers, the mm-hmm. Planet Fitness offers. Maybe there's the YMCA. There's these, a lot of classes, a lot of fitness things offer like your first class is free, that type of thing. So I want to do at least one of those two if we each choose one.
I really want to find like a water workout of some kind. I really want to go swimming and I have a pool and I can go swimming at any time. I just need like a bodysuit because I'm white and when I'm in the sun for like 30 minutes, I'm a lobster.
A lot of the YMCAs do aqua aerobics.
And I would love that because I love being in water and I love swimming. So I need to find something with water.
What are you setting for your June fitness challenges?
As we know, I sucked at exercising 7 days a week. It just wasn't realistic for me and for my schedule.
Maybe you should stop using the word exercising.
Right.
And just use the word movement.
I think
exercising is kind of intimidating for somebody who doesn't move a lot.
Can be, you know, and it's really funny though, because when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, I skated 10, 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week. You know, I had a very active lifestyle and then all of a sudden I got this big fancy job and now I'm stuck at a desk. And that's pretty much, I would say, when my non-movement active days started was when I got that desk job. And I don't care what I call it. I need to do something. So as far as whatever we decide to call it, movement exercise, I'm going to do 3 days a week. I think that's more of a realistic goal for me and I'm going to plan for it. So at the beginning of the week, when I do my food prepping, I'm going to say on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going to exercise and this is what I'm going to be doing.
You also have to be prepared to block that time out of your schedule.
Right.
So on Tuesday, if you say it Tuesday at 6 p.m., I'm going to the gym, then it needs to be blocked out on your schedule right. So that work doesn't interfere with that
right.
On Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Yep.
So I think for the month of June, what my goals and intentions for the month of June are going to be to continue self-education. We got the books, my Nutrition for Dummies, yeah. Nutrition for Life. I want to really dive into that a little deeper. We got that e-course, podcast.
I'm going to continue listening to the podcast, Losing 100 Pounds of Fit and Fat.
I've been watching people on YouTube. So I think for both of us, we kind of have the same goals and intentions for June of just continuing the self-education, sharing our experiences through the blog. I haven't worked up the nerve to do this yet, but I really think I want to start a YouTube channel.
Let's do it. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I know that we eventually want to do like, review videos,
right?
Where we review, you know, those monthly like fit boxes that you get.
Yep.
We want to review those. And are they really for people wanting to lose weight? I mean,
yeah, there are so many out there, and I think that I'm going to order one or two of those this month, too.
Yep.
There's so many out there.
So be on the lookout for that. We've got some exciting things that we're going to keep on doing. Our next blog isn't going to be for another 2 weeks. We're going to do one every 2 weeks instead of every week. So you probably won't see us for another 2 weeks. We haven't necessarily nailed down the day, but we've got some exciting things planned, and we thank you for coming along this journey. We hope to see you next time. Thanks so much for listening. You can find us at struggle2fit.com. That is struggle2fit.com, facebook.com/struggle2fit, and on Instagram at struggle.2.fit. See you next week.